Mahler's Seventh Symphony is considered by many to be his most elusive symphony. But classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says it's always been one of his favorites. A new recording by Pierre Boulez, Lloyd says, captures its mysterious qualities.
I love Mahler's Seventh Symphony the way I love Shakespeare's so-called dark comedies, like Measure for Measure and Troilus and Cressida. Its intricate network of ironies and teasing instability reflect my own experience of the world more closely than the tragic grandeur of some of Mahler's other symphonies, which I also love. I got to know the Seventh from the amazing 1968 recording by Otto Klemperer, which usually gets dismissed with perfunctory comments about how slow it is. It's nearly 25 minutes longer than most performances. But it's an object lesson in how relative the idea of tempo is. It's expansive rather than weighted down, spacious, crystalline, passionate, and rhythmically alive at every moment. You can hear everything, and it never feels slow. And Klemperer, who is a disciple of Mahler's, really captures this symphony's slippery tone, its marching ghosts and spidery dances, its nostalgia for country innocence and equal delight in the romance of urban nightlife. The middle of the Seventh Symphony has two sophisticated yet creepy night music serenades. The second, marked Andante Amoroso, comes complete with guitar and mandolin. They, in turn, surround an eerie scherzo, a waltz marked shadowy. War and memory and desire, deep sadness, and the celebration of life's pleasures are all bound together here in one inextricable web. And now we have an extraordinarily seductive recording by Pierre Boulez and the Cleveland Orchestra. And it does everything. It races and lingers, confronts and teases, tickles and terrifies. The playing of the Cleveland Orchestra has such eloquence of phrasing and rhythmic elan, it's irresistible. These two conductors are utterly divergent in their approaches, yet they capture the same unsettling tone. Here's how Boulez conducts the music we just heard by Klemperer. Thank you. In the Rondo finale, though, Boulez radically departs from Klemperer's imposing nobility, or Leonard Bernstein, who made the finale sound like Richard Strauss at his most bombastic. This may be Mahler's most maligned single movement. Critics find the thematic material thin and forced. Yet I've always loved its complicated happy ending, and Boulez's ebullience is completely convincing. In this symphony, Mahler isn't reaching for the stars. His C major ending, checkered but joyful, is a wholehearted embracing of life in this world, a mingled yarn, as Shakespeare writes in another dark comedy, All's Well That Ends Well, of infinitely variegated colors and shades.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a recording of Mahler's Seventh Symphony by Pierre Boulez and the Cleveland Orchestra on Deutsche Grammophon.